Hello, everybody, and welcome to Let's Talk Podcast, where we keep it real about the struggles Christians face, the sin we wrestle with, and the grace that God freely gives. I'm your host, Alexis, and whether you've been in church all your life or you don't know who Jesus is, this is the space for you. We're having honest conversations about faith, temptation, healing, and purpose without judgment, just truth and love, because at the end of the day, we all need the same thing, a savior, a second chance, and a little more grace. Let's talk about it. Hey y'all, today is my first episode and I'm super excited, and I have a guest, and we're going to be talking about fornication, and we coming in hot and heavy, okay? And I want to introduce my guest. I know her as Mama Lo because she is someone special in my life who I dearly love, but I'll let her tell more about herself. Hey Mama Lo.
Hi.
Tell us something about you.
Well, first, I love the Lord. I love to see others come in to know him and to love him too as well. Who he is, a savior, a friend, someone that you can get along with and also be open and be freely with too as well. I've been walking this walk for over 20 some years, and every day gets sweeter and sweeter. And my love for God continues to grow even stronger and stronger because of who he is. And he continued to love me, who I am, even more. So that's who I am. I am someone that loves to see the growth in people to become who God is in their life, and also embrace who he is in their life so they could become and the I am that he has created them to be.
Yes. All right, so before we even get started, we're gonna pray. Okay, I'm gonna let my guests, this is how I'm gonna do it. This is my first episode, so if anybody I invite on here, I'm gonna let them pray us in, and we're gonna make sure our hearts and minds just set on God, and I'm ready whenever you're ready.
I am. Father, we love you and we honor you and we praise you, God, for who you are. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you for the topics, God, for things that needs to be spoken, and also things that need have clarity in it. God, we just thank you for your guidance, for your truth. The Bible said, who the Son sets free is free indeed. He also tells us that we overcome by our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb. And a lot of times, God, we need to just release those things so we can be free, so others can be free. So God, I thank you, Lord God, that you don't judge us, but you love us. You don't condemn us, but you convict us because of your love and your grace for us. So God, those that are listening today, God, free them in their minds, their hearts, their spirit, and their soul. God, that they can be able to receive everything that you have already ordained for them. God, we give you glory, we give you honor in the mighty, majestic name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that, because I am nervous, and I don't even know why. I'm just nervous. Maybe because this topic, I'm going to be honest. You know, I share a lot with you because I'm close with you. Like I said, you're my spiritual mother, and outside of that, we're like family. But fornication, let's speak on it. So I'm gonna be honest, I haven't been out of it that long. I really haven't. It's something that I struggled with, like, very bad. And as I was like preparing for this topic and talking to God, I was asking him, I know every sin has a root to it, right? And I was, yes, like, God, what makes me just keep going back to, you know, sexual sin? And God told me, for me, it was intimacy. Like, yes, I wanted to some intimacy, but I was, yes, going about it the wrong way.
Yes.
And yeah, so I literally just made up my mind, and I was just like, God, I want you, because that's temporary. Like, that's, yeah, you know, going to have sex is just a temporary feeling. Like, and I'm gonna be honest, I don't even enjoy it. I actually start crying. Like, it makes me feel worse about, you know, after I get done doing what I did. So for me, I knew that it was something that the Lord said don't do, but it didn't, at first it didn't click to me, like, you know, to just completely stop doing it, if that makes sense. Does, yes, that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
All right, so yeah, I looked up what was fornication. So what would be your definition?
It's sexual intercourse with someone that you're not married to.
Gotcha. And for some reason, I ain't gonna say for some reason, I know, like, we look up the Greek words because that's how the King James Version is in the Bible, most of Greek. And I think I was intrigued when I looked up the Greek word for sexual intercourse or fornication. It was porneia, and it was funny to me because it porn. Yeah, like, and I'm like, wow. And I'm like, that's just, porneia is just, the definition was, which can refer to a broad range of sexual immorality, which is porn, masturbation,
yeah,
you know, fornication. all of that. And so the scripture, of course, the most famous one that everybody goes to is 1 Corinthians 6:18. It says, flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the immoral person sins against his own body. And I want to ask you, what does that verse mean to you? Or what did you get out of that verse?
Okay, read it again. And it says what? Flee from sexual immortality. Mm-hmm. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexual
moral
person sins against his own body.
Sorry, she reading it upside down, y'all.
I am. So we just deal with the first thing. We want to deal with sexual, mm-hmm. but what is sex? And we talked, you said something about intimacy. We was created for intimacy.
Yeah.
And that intimacy was not just a fleshly thing. That was a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
But we got to understand that intimacy is not about fulfilling the flesh. The intimacy is about fulfilling the spirit.
Yeah, and that's why you still feel empty after you have sex.
True.
Even if you get married and you try to use sex as a, it's still not gonna work.
It's still not gonna work.
Right, right.
Okay. So a lot of times when we don't understand something, we're pacifying something that we don't understand why we're doing it.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times when it comes down to sexual things, sexual immortality, it's basically like trying to fulfill a void that only God can fill.
Yeah.
And he created to be good before mm-hmm. people to know each other as twine, as one, mm-hmm. as a body. If you go into Genesis, when in Adam and Eve, they knew each other because they came together as one.
Yeah.
But we also, when we know God, we come together as one as well. And that's part of intimacy. They come into one and they take it. What God makes good and fulfills the flesh with instead of fulfills the spirit.
Yeah.
We are a spirit being that has a body that possesses a soul. So that means that what we're feeling more of, we should be feeling more of our spirit than our flesh. Mm. But because of the fall of man, it caused our flesh to want to be fulfilled more than our spirit.
Yeah. And as I was studying just on this or whatever, I was reading a couple of different things and this kind of stood out to me. I'm going to read a little quote. It says, sexual immorality directly impacts the individual's body. It's a form of self-harm. And I want to stay right there. Self-harm. You know how people think like using alcohol or drugs, like sex falls into that category. Because I'm like, wow, it's self-harm. And again, it's the only sin that directly, like you sinning against yourself. And I'm going to finish reading it. It says, it directly affects the physical body. And your body is seen as a temple of the Holy Spirit. Which is, if you read from 1 Corinthians 6:18 on down to 19:20, it tells you that it's a temple, you know, is what the Holy Spirit, and you should want to keep it clean. And I got a question. How long have you been abstaining from sex?
It's been over been over 7 years now.
That's a blessing. Okay, my next question is, how are you doing it? Because I'm not gonna say how did you do it.
And the thing about it is first of all, a lot of prayer. A lot of prayer.
Yeah.
A lot of prayer. You got to pray. I'm just going to let you know that. You're not going to do it on your own. You got to call on Jesus at times and moments in your life, you know. But it's I'm going to be honest. Me coming, I had to choose not to. Mm-hmm. Even to the point where my body wants to, mm-hmm. I have to choose not to. It's a choice. It's a choice. We all have choices. And the thing about it is what you choose is what's going to be sustained in your life. And so my choice was to commit myself, not to me, but to God. Because I wanted to give him something that he has already created for his kingdom and his glory. Did I struggle in my firstness of my, when I got saved, I did. Was I still continuing to do it? I did. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be honest. I mean, I struggled with fornication. I did. I mean, it feels good to you. It feels good to the flesh.
Right, right.
But then when it comes down to when you get through and like you said, you then your spirit man is damaged.
Mm-hmm. At what cost?
At what cost? And then you intertwine with something, you're hurting. And you said the body, but a lot of people don't understand the body is like a spirit. You know what I'm saying? So you're allowing something to enter into you.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding when you're connecting with someone else, you don't even know what has come into you, into your body. That's why we have all these type of diseases and all these other stuff that goes on. We deal with that person's spirit as well. We deal with our own. We're intertwining some other spirits within ourselves that can harm us as a body, our mind.
Mm.
Our body and our soul.
Mm.
We don't understand that when you having sexual intercourse, you're allowing somebody to enter into you.
Yeah.
That's what it's the intercourse. Mm. So you're allowing something to enter into you, not just them as physically, but as spiritually.
Yeah.
You never know what that person's carrying. Mm-hmm. And then you never know what that person have carried for somebody else. Mm-hmm. So they're not just bringing themselves. They bring somebody else.
Seven more demons and it's crazy because I don't think at what cost. Like I said, we don't think about it at the time. And I want to go back to when you said it's a choice. I'm going to be honest, since this podcast is about truthfully being honest. One of the reasons why I didn't want to start this podcast, because I knew that I was still struggling with some things, right? I was embarrassed about it. I was scared that somebody I had sex with would be like, well, she just got done having sex maybe a couple weeks ago, a month ago. And I had to fight with that, and I was wrestling with God. And God was like, same thing you said, you made a choice. It doesn't matter what you did a week ago. It doesn't matter what you did a month ago or a year ago. You sat and you chose to say, hey God, I'm not doing it anymore. This is not what I want for myself. And that's okay. So it don't matter if somebody chose to give their life to God an hour ago, they still gave their life to God. So like you said, it's a choice, and I made that choice. And like I said, it has been a struggle, but I think me asking God the root cause of it, and just sitting there with him, and also to spending more quality time with God, helps like feel that void of intimacy for me. And as I grow with God and I fall deeper in love with him, it also makes me not want to do things that's displeasing to him or that hurts him, because it hurts me too. So I just, like, for me, I'm glad that we're speaking on this topic, because I know a lot of Christians struggle with it.
Like, and still do.
Yeah, even in, like, they don't even want to talk about it. I don't even really remember in church, in my older when I was younger, I'm going to say, people speaking on just, you know, fornication like that.
Yeah, because a lot of times we want to put one sin above another sin.
Right.
Oh, this is, oh, that's bad. But all sin is sin. The Bible said we all fall short of the glory of God. Just like when they caught the woman in adultery. How can you catch somebody in adultery? Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's when Jesus said, okay, he without sin can catch the first stone.
Right.
So you catching somebody in the act.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you catching somebody in the act?
Right. And what was you doing?
What was you doing? Were you enjoying watching them?
What you got going on?
You know what I'm saying? So they walked away.
Right.
So no, there's no big sin. There's no little sin. We all struggle with something.
With something.
There is something with how do we. Even to the point, and I think a lot of times we want to say, well, I don't do this and I don't do that, so I'm okay. No, sin is sin,
right?
No matter what. And a lot of time with Christians, and I'm gonna say this, the church, they want to say, well, I'm not doing this, but you know, but you're lying. That's a sin.
It's still a sin.
Just because it's sexual stuff don't mean, just because I'm gonna get more punished than you are because it's sexual, you know, and you lying. I mean, God is gonna, what he's gonna, first of all, he's not a God of condemnation.
Right.
He's a God of conviction.
Mm.
And that means you want to be convicted, because when you get to a place that you're not convicted in that place, that means, are you so far away from God, or is God still in your life?
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, the Bible, until a man continue in sin that grace may abound, God forbid, God will turn you over to it.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, you don't want God to turn. You want to be a perfect repenter.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if you continue to do it, and you continue to do it, and you, but still, then the thing about it, you come to God, say, God, I don't want this. But then you got to understand, but God, I like it. And when you begin to face the truth of it,
mm-hmm.
and then God can say, okay, so you liking this, but what causing you to like this? You're trying to fill a void that I can only fill in your life.
Wow. I like it as you said that, because like I said before, you the person, like, you fully know a lot about me. And I just remember calling you, like, crying. And I'm like, every time I've done it, every time I fell back into the sin that I said I wasn't going to do. And I used to call you, and I would just cry. And I love the fact that, number one, you never beat me up about it. You never did. You always told me about God's grace. You always said, okay, get up, like, repent, and what's next? Like, you got to keep going. Like, it doesn't just stop there. And I love that, because I think a lot of people are struggling with this sin. Like, literally, it's so hard. I think nowadays, like, everything is much more sexual, if that makes sense. Like, I think a lot of stuff is very sexual. You see it on TV. Like, you could just be scrolling on Facebook. I recently deleted my Facebook. You could just be scrolling, minding your business, and then somebody go with really no clothes on, for real. And yeah. It's like, it entices people, from men to women. Like, it's just so much. Even the pornography, it's so easy to get to. It's at the tip of your hand. You on Twitter, it's there. Like, it's just there for you to see. I guess my next question would be, you know, since you 7 years and God has kept you during those 7 years, and what advice would you give young ladies and men on how to create healthy boundaries to not, like, fall into it?
To not fall into it, you have to know your limits. You know, if you get in closed door with somebody, you should never be in closed door with that person. You cannot, you know, it's just like a drunkard, you know, they know their limits. I can't, you know, I know that I am in sobriety. That means that I got to stay away from things.
Yeah.
So I won't put myself into something that I know that I'm still struggling with, because we still struggle. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is, it's like, you know, don't put yourself in a place that you know that you have not conquered, or the spirit of God have not conquered that area in your life.
That's good. Because I stopped dating.
So, you could stop dating. If you say you want to, you know, spend some time with somebody, you know, spend times with people. With that person.
Yeah, not just you and him.
Not just you and him. Go outside and not be just so it could be open.
I'll meet you at the park. I will meet you at the park.
Let's meet up at the park, so, you know what I'm saying? But also, let me tell you something too. Be honest with that person. That's another thing, is that I think a lot of times is that we're not honest with the individual. That we're, you know, they're interested in us.
Yeah.
Let them know. And if they don't accept that, then that's not the person for you. Well, a lot of times we don't be honest because we're afraid. Like, okay, so if I let this person know that I'm absent, or this person know that I'm, you know, I'm sustaining myself to my husband, for my husband. Yeah. And then, you know, that would give them the warning, or giving them the choice too, to say, hey, do I want to date you?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times people don't give folks choices.
Yeah.
We should always give somebody a choice. Hey, you know, this is who I am. This is what I want. This is what I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the reason why we don't give choices is because it's that we fear.
Yeah.
We think. And so if the person is for you, you know what? Let them make that choice.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we're like, well, I don't want to be alone. Mm-hmm. I mean, but you don't want to be with the wrong one either.
That's good.
Because if that person is for you, they will walk this road with you.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and then that's another thing, is that make sure that you let that person know, this is who I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not like everybody else. I'm different. I'm unique. And my thing is that I decided that I need to stay away from this.
Yeah.
Is you okay with that?
Yeah.
And if they're not okay with it, goodbye.
Right.
Close the door. You know, and then that thing about it is it will cause things to be open. You know, y'all won't start into a relationship because you have allowed that person to make that choice. And then you give them that, and then they'll know how to be with you.
Yeah. I like that you said they give a person a choice, because it kind of hit home for me, because 3 years ago when I decided to end a relationship, I had just got saved. Well, it'll be 2 years, almost three. I first had got saved, and I remember just going to the person, and I was like, hey, you know, I felt so much conviction from having sex. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I want to wait to marriage. And in my head, I had already had it made up that person was going to be like, well, let's get married, because we had already been together, right? And so that rejection that I felt when he was like, Like, no. But I, like, as you were talking, I never gave him that choice. But then again, I got saved, like, while we were together. So that was already going, as I grow in Christ, I knew that it was, we were going to be separated. Two different people at this point. I gave my life to God. He was still trying to find his way, you know, figure out what he wanted to do. So we were already going apart. And what that scripture is, or what that, is it, I think it's, what is it? It's about, like, hanging with people that's like-minded as you or something like that. I know I ain't saying it right. I don't know why I cannot. Can't find that. I don't know. Unequally yoked.
I thought you was... Okay, I wonder what you...
Okay, because look, I had a brain for
but you. But a lot of times we try to... Okay, unequally yoked, and they get that so... We can be in the church and still unequally yoked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people take that concept of, like, it's not what it's... Like Pastor Trey said today, it's not what it said that you think it means. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Because so that could be for friendships, relationships, churchship.
Because we're not in that same mindset.
Yeah.
And so when you're not in that same mindset, not thinking that you're better than a person, but it's just that your thinking is different. We all, you know, we're not always going to be on the same page.
Right. And that's okay.
But there had to be some likeness somewhere.
There we go.
And that's when there's no likeness, that's unequal. You know, the thing about this is when there's likeness, then that's how we know how to walk with each other.
Right.
Because just like I love, he said, I made you in my image and in my likeness. So we're in the likeness of God.
Yeah.
And so, and in the image of God. So the thing about it is, it's like, okay, that if we in the likeness, we on this same page.
Right.
A lot of times we're not in that same likeness.
Yeah, and I knew that's what it was. And as I think about it now, like you said, you got to be okay. Like, if that person, you tell them, hey, I'm walking with God and I'm choosing to not have sex until I get married, then you cannot test drive this, sir. Okay. Yeah. And just standing firm on it. Because I think sometimes, like, with women just being single for so long, they get scared of the weight, or they get, you know, they kind of... You know, gets like, how can I put it? It seems like they lose hope.
Yeah.
And they fall back into, like, that boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, because they're thinking, like, oh, maybe if I be boyfriend and girlfriend first, he's going to eventually marry me and I'll eventually get up out of this sin. But it's like, that's not, no, God, no. Until he marries you, he can't have you in that way. And I think for me too, the heartache and the pain that I experienced after having this intercourse with the person, like, it's not worth it emotionally. Like, for one, half of the time these people don't even have a relationship with God, and they don't even know how, if you don't know God, you don't know love. So they can't properly love you. They can't properly, like, they trying to figure stuff out themselves. Emotionally, they're not available. And you just end up, we hurt our own self as women sometimes. And so, yeah, I'm going to let you speak.
And a lot of times, okay, so we take this love thing as, like, something that if I give my body to you, that I love you. That's not true. I mean, people get married because of sex. You shouldn't get married because of sex. Because the thing about it is you don't even know that person. I know where I came from out of religion, tradition. That's what they did.
Yeah.
You know, they was like, okay, well, let me go cover up my sin because they get married.
Still have the same problem.
It was like, it's better to marry than to burn. They used that scripture back in the day. Boy! And I'm like, you better go repent, because you don't know what you're about to get into.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And God forgives. The Bible said a righteous man falls 7 times. But then the thing about it is, shall we continue in that? You know what I'm saying? And we all, like I said, I'm going to continue to say this, and I always tell you, I said, we all struggle with something. We're not perfect. You know what I'm saying? We're always going to have something that we're going to deal with throughout our life.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible said, work out thy own soul salvation with fear and trembling. That also, with that thing to mean that, you know, that if I'm over this, that's something else I got to be come conquering. And I'm not conquering, it's the Spirit of God that conquers in us. And the thing about it is, we leave out the Holy Spirit. We leave out God. And you know what I'm saying? I don't care how much, and sometimes, and I'm going to say this, we deceive ourselves.
Yeah, definitely.
We are deceivers to ourselves.
Most definitely.
Because a lot of times, we don't understand that, oh, I ain't gonna do this and I ain't gonna do that, and then we do it.
Me.
And then, it's just like when Paul said, that I want to do, I don't do. And that I don't want to do, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, wretched man, who can save me from myself? Thanks be unto God. And then I love the eighth chapter. And that's in chapter 7 of Romans. And 8 says, there's now no more condemnation those that walk after the spirit, not after the flesh.
Amen.
And that's the thing about it, is there's no condemnation. Yes, we fall. One of the greatest men that we talk about is David. He fell, you know what I'm saying? But he was still a man after God's own heart, because he was a perfect repenter.
There we go.
I mean, repentance keeps us in that place. Time of refreshing comes when we first repent. You know what I'm saying? Even when you get out the bed with that person, he's like, Father God, forgive me. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to share this. I remember I had this young man, and we both was in church. He was a minister. We both ministered, and we had intercourse, and we had sex. And I felt bad, and I think he felt bad too. But he prayed for us.
Wow.
After he prayed. And somebody was like, how can he pray? Because he felt it. He was like, we was wrong in it. And what I liked about that, it was that the conviction, he was like, God, forgive us.
Yeah.
He was like, God, forgive us. We fell into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, wow. You know, even in that moment. And I love it, because we just didn't just go to another day or another second or another minute.
Right then and there.
Right then and there.
Yeah. And that's good. I like that you said that, because I think a lot of people feel like they're, because I'm not going to lie, the struggle with that fornication, especially like me, I grew up thinking that sex equals love. Like, it was a form of a man showing that he loved you if he had intercourse with you. And that's, in my brain, it always correlated with that. So I'm thinking like, you know, or it'll make a man stay.
Yeah, it doesn't.
You know, and of course now, you know, getting older and knowing like, no ma'am. And I think... A lot of stuff, these voids that we be trying to fill, it ends up from us trying to intimacy. A lot of stuff has to do with intimacy. We want love. We want, you know, to feel seen. We want to, you know, be heard. And God gives us all of that. And I think if we take time to, taking time and slowing down and spending these last days with God, and just, I've been weeping. Literally. And I think, to me, crying is a form of healing. Like, I feel like I'm healing and I'm releasing, like, literally. And I'm so thankful, because I never thought, like, I would just, again, have my mind made up and say, I don't want to have sex no more, God. I want to wait on you.
Yeah. And I'm going to share this with you. And a lot of times, it's like, we have to ask the Holy Spirit to come in. You have to ask God to... God, I don't want this. Take this desire away from me.
Yeah.
You know, I want you to feel this thirst in my life.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's like, I can't do it.
Can't.
And that's the thing about it, is the I in me can't do it. But the Christ in me can.
Yeah.
And we have to, one thing about it, if we, the Holy Spirit is a comforter. It comes and comforts us in those times of need.
Yeah.
And even in those times of want. A lot of times sexual immoralities and sexual things come because of something that we, a door that has been opened in our life.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah.
And do that when we first come into Christ, is do those things stop right then and there?
No.
It doesn't.
Yeah. I think a lot of people think that.
Is it going to stop the next two months? It doesn't.
Yeah.
It's a work in progress.
It is.
It'll come back up again. But like I said, you have a choice. You know, like he said, choose ye this day.
Who you going to serve?
Who you going to serve? Mm-hmm. He don't make us do anything.
Right.
He give us a choice. We the only one have free will.
And that's what I love about God.
You
think about it. And it just makes me want to serve him more. I'm not going to lie. I have to keep reminding myself. Like, even I was listening to somebody on YouTube, and they were just talking about, like, before you pray, you want to get your mind and your heart set on who you're going to. This is not your friend. This is not, I mean, he is a friend, but you know what I'm saying? Like, your physical, like, person, like you, me and you, or something like that. Like, no, you got to think of who he is, God, the living God. Jesus Christ, like a provider, like everything, and just get your heart and your mind set on him and then begin to pray. Because I remember countless of times I would just go straight in. I ain't even thinking about it. I'm just asking. I'm like, God, let me get a new car. Let me get a new house. Can you give me a husband? Like, I'm just going straight in, and my heart and mind wasn't even set on him. Yeah. And these last couple of days, as I began to pray, like, I was honest with God. I kind of told him, I was like, God, I didn't even say I like sex. I said I like the intimacy that I feel with a man. And I had to tell him, like, you know, I like that part. And because I'm going to be honest, like, it's not enjoyable for me. Because after, I instantly be crying. Like, after the person, I end up going my own separate ways. I feel so convicted.
I think a lot of times we cry because we know that that person that we are doing it with is not the person.
That and too.
And so, would you cry with your husband?
No.
No. We cry because we know it's out of the will and the purpose of
yes.
God.
Yes.
So, you can't... We can't say... I mean, it's good. You know?
I mean, just be honest.
Just be honest.
And God created it.
God created it for it to be good.
Between, right. Just so, not outside.
Not outside. And so, just think about it. You know, like, you got to be raw with God. God, I like this. I like the touch.
Yeah.
I like to be held.
Mm-hmm.
I like, you know, when you... Hey... This is what I like. But even what I like, God, it's not good for me at this time.
It is. Yeah, because my fear also was being alone. I had never been alone until I came to Christ. Like, when God strip you from the things that you don't need, those worldly friends. Of course, I had just got out of a relationship. So, I had never just had time to sit in the house and completely quiet. Like, that scared the heck out of me. Like, literally.
A lot of times, and we're going to go, and I'm always asking you when I go back to childhood.
Yeah.
We long for, because we didn't get it in a lot of times in our childhood. Or some doors will open in our childhood.
Yes.
That we bring over to our adulthood.
Yeah.
And some things we got to get to the root of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times sexual things is not about, you know, it's about what has been happening to us, what had happened to us.
Yeah.
You know, and it had sometimes happened at an early age.
Yeah.
You know, a door was open that should have never been opened. Now, a person that has not had sex would not even, you know, deal with that, would not be something that they would struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
But it struggles with us because the door has been open.
Yeah.
And so when we come into Christ, even though that door, we have to go through the process of detoxation.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to be detoxing our minds, our spirit, and our soul.
Yeah.
And it's that's a progress, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think the temptation, again, when you said somebody who haven't had sex, I think the temptation might be there, but they don't really know, yes, when you went all the way, you kind of, it's a door is open. Yeah.
I mean, because the thing about it, like you said, everything is sexual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A commercial, a car commercial is sexual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's always pleasing to the body.
Mm-hmm.
The eyes, we get so caught up because of what we see.
Gotta guard their heart.
And the Bible said, if you look upon a man or a woman, I'm just going to put man, you already sin within your heart because you lusting after them. You know what I'm saying? And it's, but we have to understand, you know, the root cause of it isn't, if it's going to go away, it's not as quick as we think we're going to, if it's going to, it's a zap thing, it's not.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? We got to walk this thing out. We got to constantly have God to search my heart, show me what is it. God, I just want to be naked. This is my word, my thing, my saying, my quote. Be naked and not ashamed with God. He's always seeing. He wants you to be honest with him.
Yeah.
The Bible said, and the truth shall set you free. A lot of times we don't be truthful with ourselves.
Definitely.
And not truthful with God. God sees everything.
Mm.
And when he sees everything, he wants you to know that I know.
Right.
I just want you to release it to me that you know that I know.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be the one that's going to condemn you in it. I'm going to deliver you from it.
Mm.
You cannot be healed if you don't reveal the things that you are struggling with.
Yeah.
You just want to reveal it. And the revealing is for you.
Yeah.
Revealing is for you. Because he already know.
He already know. Dang.
So
that's good.
You got the revealing is for you because you're revealing it within it. Okay. And, you know, we confess with our mouth.
Yeah.
and believe with our hearts. Mm. The confession. It's like, hey, you know, the AA always say, you said, you know, they talk about how you got to confess. Yeah. Confession is one of the biggest things that we need to do.
Yeah.
Daily. Daily confession.
Yeah.
You know, and so when you have a daily confession, you know, it don't, it's not, oh, the, oh, but the daily confession. And first of all, your confession is like, Lord, I need you. I can't do this by myself.
Yeah. That's my favorite thing to say. Literally.
I can't do this by myself. When you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. And this is the first thing we do when we come to salvation.
Come on.
And you still always stay in that place of confession.
Yeah.
One thing I do, and I don't know if everybody else do it, but I don't, you know, they always give the invitation to the people. Like, if you know, this is your first time.
I got an invitation at the end, but okay, go ahead.
But I always come like, this is my first time.
And you say, that's, oh, that's good. Mm.
Why? Because there's some things that I know I still struggle with.
Mm.
It's still my first time. Mm. So when they confessing, I'm confessing.
You confessing too. I did that too. I just always said the words. It's not because I don't believe that I'm not saved.
Yes.
Like you said, because some people would be like, "You, believe? I believe.
I believe. I'm a believer."
It's like repenting every day.
Come back to your first love.
Yeah.
The first time, you're like, we get so away from the first.
Because that first fire that God striking you, you be like, ooh.
You be want to run.
What you say? You going to hell. You going, you don't even got to be doing
then,
that.
And then that's when you know your fire burn out.
Yeah.
Remember the first time.
Come on.
That you gave your life to God. Remember the first time you say, I am a sinner.
That's good.
We are saved. We all sinners are saved by grace. Remember the first time.
Mm.
So if you keep continuing to that, and it's like, well, why? I, perfect repenter.
Definitely.
We keep you in that place. Remember your first time. Because when we forget the first time, he said, even he told the church, and he told them, he said, you have lost your first love. I never want to lose my first love.
Mm.
I think a lot of times, you know, and dealing with marriage, you forget your first time you met.
Yeah, that's good.
Don't forget. And that's, and no, a marriage with God, that intimacy with God should always be that first time.
Yeah, because that's going to be forever in heaven. We ain't going to be married.
Yes. So why should I forget my first time?
Mm.
So I come back to my first time.
All right.
And that's the greatest thing that would keep you in that place.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just remember the first.
That's good. That's good. So we almost done. I also want to say this, being single is not a curse, and don't think just because you get married all your problems gonna go away, or you're not gonna struggle with the lust, because you got to be delivered. I would recommend getting delivered before you even hop up into that thing. But it's hard. I'm not gonna lie, like I said, I'm this is an honest podcast, this is the truth. I have not it's not been a year of sex for me. Like, no, it's been recent. And again, like I said before, as I started, I've made up my mind. I chose to serve God, and I'm going to keep myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do whatever I need to do, which is setting up those boundaries, that praying, fasting, you know, having an accountability partner, Mama Lo. And I'm going to do what I need to do, you know, because I know where God is taking me. I may not know everything, but he gave me a glimpse of it, and I want to get there. And I don't want to keep having distractions and things in my way that, as again, like, I fell into this end too many times. Have you ever just been tired of your own self? You just like,
and that's what the thing about is, like, the I. And a lot of times it's like, God, I need you.
Mm.
And a lot of time I'm not gonna try to do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let him do it.
And the whole time I've been doing it. I've been making my own plans. I've been making my own little
even to the point, because he said, even in temptation there's a way of escape.
Yeah.
That's the times I be praying, sometimes I be praying, don't let them come, Lord. Keep me here. Don't let go.
Yeah.
And when I pray that, it's like, okay, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, I know myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I know.
Got to know your temptations.
My temptation. Mm-hmm. I know my limits.
Mm.
And God, right now, no, God, I've been a I'm already doing.
Being honest.
So just be honest. Yeah. And you're honest with yourself. And then you're honest with God. And he loves honesty. So a lot of times it's like, Father, you know, just even in that time, I'm struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you to help me in my struggle.
Right.
It's something that I said this, and I know we ended it. I was like, wow, for 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus was tempted.
Mm.
And the temptation was the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh,
mm.
and also the lust of the spirit. And it's something that, man, he's an advocate for us, and he goes before the Father and say, hey, I know how, you know, I was tempted in that area. I can relate.
Yeah.
So that, and they were like, well, the Bible said he became sin that knew no sin.
Right.
You know, for temptation, you know, he said that I have already overcame that for you. He has.
Mm-hmm.
That means a body had to be sacrificed for us.
Yeah.
Lamb couldn't do it.
Mm.
A pigeon could do it, but a body,
yeah,
which is Christ himself. So we always go back to Christ, I need you, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that's to keep us and guide us to all truth.
Definitely. All right, so I want to ask you one more thing. I want to ask that you pray for anybody that's listening to this anybody that's listening to this podcast, men and women who are struggling with fornication and who don't see a way out. Whatever's on your heart, can we just say a prayer? Mm-hmm. I just want to get that out there.
Father, I pray for the one that listening. And this is something, God, that they've been struggling with in their life. And God, they've been praying and crying and say, God, I need help. And that's the first thing when they say, God, I need help. And you will send them the help at the right time. And God, I pray, Lord God, even when they fall back into the temptation, God, to know they can get up again, repent, know that your grace is sufficient. And know, Lord God, that they have choices. And they choose you more than anything else. God, I just thank you, Lord God, that they would not walk in condemnation. But they would walk in freedom from this. Anything that they need to walk away from, God, they'll know how to walk away from peacefully and freely, God. And even if they need someone, God, that you would send the right person in their life that would not judge them. But we'll love them or walk them through this. We will meet them, right them where they are. God, because we need somebody that don't feel like they're greater than I. But God, it feels like, hey, I understand. And I will walk this thing with you just like you do with us. You leave the 99 just to come and get us. And God, I thank you for coming and getting them today. I thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace. And I thank you for the truth that will set us free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you. It's been a good episode. It's my first episode. So, y'all, I understand it may not be perfect. I know ain't nothing going to be perfect. But, hey, I'm just glad that I got it out there. Really.
Amen.
It was really scary for me. So, I'm thankful. But thank y'all for tuning into Let's Talk Podcast. I hope something hit your heart today, whether it challenged you, encouraged you, or just made you feel seen. And if you never fully know Jesus for yourself, or you feel far from him and you're listening right now, it's not too late. He's not mad at you. He's calling you back with love, not judgment. Just talk to him and say, Jesus, I need you. I believe you died and rose again. I give you my heart. Help me to walk with you. If you want to go deeper, you can go read Romans 10 and 9. That's it, y'all. That's the start of something real. If you prayed that, and if this podcast blessed you in any way, hit me up and let's grow together. That's it. Until next time, y'all. Keep it real, keep it holy, and let's keep talking about God. Y'all have a good day.